whatever you give to him first, then he makes the whole thing holy. Show you what I'm talking about. For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also what? Holy. Okay, so if you pray for over your bread and you take a slice out of it, and you take that slice and you pray for that slice of bread on your plate, God is saying then the whole loaf is holy. All right. And if the root is holy, so is also the branches. So if some of the branches be broken off, and thou be a wild olive tree. This is talking about Israel and a whole lot of that. But he said we be grafted in to Israel's family as the Jews. Maybe I need to go back on this because y'all don't understand that yet, do you? Okay, you got it. Everybody else got it? Israel is God's chosen people. The Jews, right? And God said, you shall be a peculiar people. You shall be a royal priesthood. And he came through Abraham. And he says, because Israel messed up, he uses the Gentiles or the church to make Israel jealous. It's right there in the book. And then he says, when you accept Christ, then you are grafted in to Jewish family, or God's family, God's people. So you become royal priests. So you need to tell yourself every day you look in the mirror, I'm a king or a queen. Right? See, y'all understood that. Okay, we almost there. We almost there. Almost done. Read this with me. For God, so in other words, go ahead. This is God's first fruit. Say it with me. This is God's first fruit. Now, God wanted the first fruit himself, but he wanted to give the best. And when he looked in the earth around all the men, look, the Bible says in Revelation, he couldn't find nobody. Abraham was a good man, was a friend of God, but he wasn't good enough. Isaac and Jacob wasn't good enough. David was a man after God's own heart, but he still was not good enough. So in order for God to give the best first fruit, he had to put the fruit in the earth, in the mix, and then take it out and sacrifice it. Y'all. Somebody didn't get that, because if did, you'd be shot right now. Adam messed up and all of us on earth. And God says, I need the first fruit myself. I need to give the best offering. But he looked around and couldn't find nobody. Nobody was good enough. Abraham was father of the faithful, but he was not good enough. Why? Abraham lied about it something, and he wasn't good enough. Isaac done the same thing, father like son, huh? And he wasn't good enough. Jacob tricked his daddy, he wasn't good enough. Moses murdered a man, he wasn't good enough. David killed a man and took his wife, he wasn't good enough. Solomon had 1,000 women. He wasn't good enough. And God says, I need a first fruit. And he says, in order for me to get the best out of it, I'm going to have to take my son and put him in the midst of it. And then I sacrifice. I take the best out of that. And I sacrifice it on a cross. And that'll be my first fruit.